Three, two.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Dutch Bros Podcast. Brant Boersma here, and with us is a very talented young lady.
Why are you already laughing?
Hey, Dutch Bros Podcast. How is everyone today? With us, we actually, it's a strange kind of day today. We have like three ladies in the room with us. Well, four ladies, I guess.
I brought.
We have with us Amber Solis. Hi, Amber.
Hey, buddy.
You did. You brought an entourage.
I know. They wanted to be here for this. They heard I was going to rap and they didn't want to miss
They're
it.
They're like, And so, yeah, for those of you guys that don't know, before every podcast, we freestyle rap. We actually got to share that a little bit with the propaganda podcast. We kind of dove into that a little bit, but we do it only because we can, and it's fun. And so, Amber, you're a blogger,
yes.
And that's what we've been going through this kind of series of how to, and today we wanted to talk about how to blog.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I know a blogger. When we were discussing this, I'm like, yeah, my wife's best friend, she's a blogger. And they're like, what is a blogger? I'm like, hey, they write things? But you have a blog. What is your blog?
So my blog is www.ambersolis.com.
Yeah.
But my tagline is, did I shave my legs for this?
What does that mean exactly?
I mean, it's just supposed to be kind of cheeky, like just poking fun.
This isn't that kind of podcast, is that?
It's just supposed to be sort of sarcastic and funny because that's who I am as a person. And so on my blog, I just talk a lot about my marriage, my kids, my dreams, and I just try to keep it real, but to find the humor in all of it. And
yeah.
So I feel like the tagline just kind of represents my whole attitude.
Well, I feel like, do I really? Because shaving your legs is no joke.
That's, it is no joke.
I've never done it, but I did. One time I got a knife. Okay, this is...
You shaved your legs with a knife?
Hang on here. I got myself and my buddies for each a knife. And
wait, what buddies and when was
it?
It
was Josh Kimsey and Levi Aris. They're my homies. And we had just kind of finished touring and doing our coach stuff, doing all that stuff. And it was the end of the year. And I just was like, you know what? Both of them had been in conversations about franchising. Josh is going to franchise. Levi finally decided to stay, which was awesome. And so I got him this gift for like kind of running the last few years with me. And it's this Strider knife. Anyways, it's a really sharp knife. So I took this knife, and I'm like, oh, how sharp is it, you know? And so I took it, and
so the next natural step would be...
I brushed it on my arm. I was like, I want to see if it cuts hairs, and it freaking did. And I ended up, I shaved my whole left arm. My right arm, hairy. It's not there hairy, though. I kind of have blonde hair. So I shaved my left arm, so I was like, you know, and then you know what I thought? I was like, did I shave my arm for this? Did I really shave my arm for this?
See, it comes
this
in.
This knife.
It suits a lot of situations.
So I can kind of relate to it. But before you became a blogger, you worked at Dutch Bros for a bit.
I did a few times, actually. But every time I worked there, I got pregnant. So I had to quit.
So you're like, I'm never working there again.
By my husband, to
okay,
be clear.
Okay, good, yeah.
But I mean, there just came a point where I just had to, I had to tap
like,
out,
listen,
stay home with the kids.
You're like, oh, is Amber's working again? Yeah, is she pregnant? Yes.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Why do your kids don't look like me?
Yeah, I worked at A-Town.
Yeah,
A-Town's my old stomping ground.
A-Town, Allen Creek, over here in Grants Pass, Oregon. And now Mark Berry, he's our mixer, he's our sound guy, he's one of our just podcast homies.
Hey.
He was telling me that he trained with you.
Did we?
Yeah, when we got hired, it was me, you, and some other dude that worked at Merlin for like 5 months.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Out here with Brewster. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Brewster.
Our pre-stand training.
Wow.
Mark, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at us now.
I know.
Sitting
Jeez.
On the red couch.
Well, I'm
wearing a blazer hat and a long tee.
Because we ain't no slouch.
Wow. Yeah, that was. Can you drop that line again? How
nope.
did it go?
Nope.
So, okay, now let's dive into the blog world, because it is something that is, I actually have written
You have blogged
for
me.
I blogged for you.
You did a good job. You were my first male guest post, and I applaud you for that.
Thanks.
Because
felt right.
a lot of guys are scared off by a blog that the tagline is, did I shave my legs for this? But not you, because you were
already shaving your legs. I also swim, and they shave their legs. And run. I am an avid runner. I'm not avid.
That's a lie.
The only thing I'm avid is drinking coffee. I'm an avid coffee drinker. So, okay, so how did you come about to actually even do a blog? And what is a blog? I mean, for those of you that don't know.
I feel like 90% of, like, normal civilians are like, what is a blog? Like, mm-hmm. That's so nerdy. It kind of is, but, yeah. So, blogging is just, I have a website, ambersalas.com. It's where I write. That's my blog.
Is it like a journal?
I mean, some people might treat it like a journal. I try not to.
Yeah.
I try to have a point to my essays. I usually just weave in my real life stories and try to tell it in a way that's funny, but that's also real. Like, the whole point of my writing is to just to tell the honest truth and to keep it real and to make room for other people to read it and go, me too. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, my marriage is hard sometimes. My kids are jerks sometimes. What? But let's laugh about it and do better.
Well, so how did that come about? How did you start doing it?
So I think a year, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you know how on Facebook you can write like notes?
Oh,
like it's like a Facebook post, but longer.
Wait, so they call it, if it's longer than three sentences, it's a note, friends.
Yes. I wrote a note, I think, when we went on our trip to Italy. I wrote about it, and I wrote like a couple of notes, which is super nerdy, I know, but
that's cool.
I had a few friends be like, you should start a blog. And I was like, no, that's silly. I can't. Not me. Which is like my normal process. Like the first time I get an idea, I'm like, yeah, no, I can't do that. And then I'll like think about it for a little while and be like, maybe I can do that. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
So
I started a blog. Actually, my first blog was www.didishavemylegsforthis. Please don't look it up, you guys. It was very rough. Okay, it's dead and gone.
What do you mean?
It was just cheesy.
Not it's rough bad. Like that. It's inappropriate.
Not like that.
It's currently looking
it
up
was
right
rough
now.
As in I didn't really know what I was doing. And just the design of the website and even the quality of writing was not the best. But I just, and I only wrote on it maybe like 3 or 4 times a year. Like when I had a specific thing I knew I wanted to talk about or lightning struck, I'd write a blog post. And it kind of floundered around for a couple of years, but I enjoyed it and I had fun. And when I did write, people seemed to connect with it and laugh about it. And so I think it was like 2 years ago, I kind of decided that I wanted to get serious about writing. And for me, blogging is like the easiest forum to start that. So I took a course called Clumsy Bloggers, which I was a clumsy blogger, and I learned just a ton about how to set up like a legit website and make it look good. And so I moved my whole website, and I partly had to because I found myself in a legal scuffle because I didn't even know, but there's an old country song from like 20 years ago, I guess.
Riding on horses and stuff, yeah. Anyways, it was a country song.
I don't want to stop your flow.
Listen, I didn't want to break it to you, but I have been signed by a label. We're going to use the rap earlier that you dropped. It's going to be on a sick album dropping later this year.
Oh, that rap's going to come back to haunt me, isn't it?
No. So wait, they said cease and desist. Like,
so,
stop.
Yeah.
Were they trying to get money out of you too? Or
no, it was just apparently my small timey blog got just big timey enough to get on their radar.
Wow.
And my whole site got shut down for like 2 weeks. I didn't even know what was happening. I was having to have all these conversations with legal people and learn terms like, I don't even remember what kind of intellectual property rights. Yeah, intellectual property rights.
Okay.
Because apparently they had trademarked the phrase, did I shave my legs for this? So I had to change my website over again to ambersalas.com, but I got to keep it as my tagline, so I'm keeping that.
Cool. They said it was cool?
They said it was okay.
They're like, you know what? You can say it.
You
just have to give me a quarter.
I mean, it wasn't like selling anything. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's fine. I like ambersalas.com.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So, okay, so now it hits. Boom! legal matters. And you're like, oh my gosh. So you have to change it. That's when you went to AmberSolace.com.
That's when I went to AmberSolace.com. And so that's where I've been blogging for a while now. And yeah, that's sort of just the history of it. Now it's something I do a lot more regularly. I schedule it out. I post at least once or twice a week. Nice. I collaborate with other writers such as yourself.
Yeah, super writer. Very good. Now, I will say this, because we're talking about how do you actually blog, how to do it. So there's a lot of ways to, you have to.
You got to get a domain name.
You got to do that. What else do you have to do?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. There's a lot of free blogger sites like blogger.com, which is what I originally had.
Oh, jumped on. Okay.
Yeah. So you can go that they have simple templates that you can set up. It'll walk you through how to do it. You can set up your own design.
Yeah.
And it works great for a lot of people. But I kind of got to a point where
you wanted to take it to the next level.
I wanted to be next level. Word. I'm trying to be a serious writer.
Yeah.
And by serious, I mean not very serious.
Well, then even like writing as a whole, like I noticed, yes, I did write for your blog, but B, you kind of edited it up for me. You made me sound smarter than I am.
A little bit.
Which was nice.
I edited you a little bit.
Yeah, just the, like the order.
But I warned you that
stuff.
I was going to do that beforehand.
And I was totally okay with it.
Yeah.
Is that something that like you always did, or was it something you kind of learned after a while of like the order and the structure, and that did that template kind of help with that?
A little bit. And I think taking, like, I've become a part of a couple of different writing forums. One of them is Clumsy Bloggers, which I mentioned, where I learned a lot. And the other one is Hope Writers. And they just kind of help you a lot with just writing and writing with clarity and formatting and just all that kind of stuff. And so you were one of the earlier guest posts I had. I hadn't had very many before you. And I think I've actually kind of moved away from editing people. I try not to, because I want their words to be their words.
No,
in my space.
You need to edit my stuff.
But he told me beforehand.
Like five times.
He was like, I'm not a writer. And so I was like, it's okay. Like, I'll edit it. Just, you know, clean up the paragraphs a little bit. That's all I did. But I try not to do that much.
It's a hard thing to, I don't know. I mean, this is one of the questions that I have for you, because I'm not a writer. I like to say A before things, like, because I feel like I'm Canadian.
There's no
A, I'm not a writer. A. And B is the beginning of my first and last name. So, Brandt Boersma, for those of you that are not aware of it. No, but when you're going to write something down, because I do, I have a couple of different journals that I write in and stuff. And I've even written a long introduction for if I ever was to write a book.
Oh.
And I've written that. But the thing that's weird, and I get in this place, is for me, it's really easy to talk. Like, I'm naturally blah, blah, blah. So then when I'm like, well, yeah, I'll just write that down. And then I start to write it down, and I get in this place where I'm like, what? That sound? I've got to sound better than this.
It's a whole different ballgame. I think it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. How do you practice?
Like, I look back now at some of the stuff I wrote 4 years ago, 3 years ago, even 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And I, like, cringe, because I'm like, well, I could have said that so much better. I could have cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. I could have made it more relatable. But, I mean, I think you just have to start somewhere, and you just have to start practicing. And as you write more and more, you get more familiar with your own voice and your own style of writing. And then you learn what your readers connect with. Cause there's some stuff that I write that I'm like, oh, they're going to love this. And then it just like tanks. It goes nowhere. Yeah. It's like crickets in the background. And then there's some stuff that I write just off the cuff, just, you know, like, well, this is ridiculous. And those are the things that people are like, oh my gosh, me too. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So you just have to kind of find that, I think, connecting thing between what strikes your passion as a writer and what's comfortable and true to your own voice, but also connects with readers.
Do you write outside of the blog?
I do. Yeah. I don't write, just handwrite as much anymore
type.
As I used to. I always type, but I have like Evernote. And so it's just this app that can be like on my computer, on my phone, everything can be in one place.
I literally was talking to someone today about how I wish someone would give me lessons in three things. A. Google Drive. Okay, Google Drive's hard. B, Basecamp. And C, Evernote.
Really?
That's how I make a living.
Right? I know. So you do have stuff that you'll type up that you just don't put out.
Yeah, all the time. And in fact, that's something that has been sort of a new practice for me, is for a long time I would just write a blog post, focus on that blog post, First, I tried to do it once a month. Then I tried to do it once a week. Then I started doing it twice a week. But now I'm trying to make it a habit just to sit down and write every day, whether it's for the blog or I'm kind of starting to maybe work on a book proposal that's sort of still back burner.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
But I'm trying to make it a habit to sit down every day and write something. And sometimes you don't know where it's going to end up until later. I just file it away and I save it. And sometimes I'll come back to it and it'll become a blog post, or some things I think will be a chapter in a book, or some things are just for my own benefit.
Do you ever do anything fictional?
No, that's one thing I don't touch. I can talk all day about like just real stuff that happened to me or to you or whatever, but like to make up a story, that's like so outside my box. I couldn't.
You dropped some lyrics earlier that was like, dang, that I'm like, I don't know if I believe that. That's not a true story.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe someday, but yeah, I don't do fiction. It's definitely.
You never thought about like creating a world like Lord of the Rings or.
No, but I bet you did.
I have a story and it's called The Warehouse, okay? And it's basically a post-apocalyptic world, okay? Zombies or whatever it is. Well, what I had was like, what if there was a deal where this virus hits and all it takes out is everyone that is like not diabetic, and only the people that are diabetic survive this thing. Everyone else dies, right? And I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, what if you then have this place, and I was like, The Warehouse, it's here, and you have towers and. And it was like, I watch a lot of The Walking Dead, so it just got in my brain.
You're so glad I asked you that question, because you had like a whole thing.
Actually, yeah. How you prepared for the rap, I have this whole thing prepared. There's a second one. It's called, it's true, I actually do have another story. But mine are more comic books. Like, this would be a rad comic, I think, in my world, in my brain, when I'm like, oh, this story would be awesome as a comic.
See, but, you never know. You should write it down and save it in Evernote. And then maybe in 5 or 10 years.
I need lessons.
After you've written your first book, you can do your second book.
That we go, yeah. Well, I'm letting you write a book first so that I can see it and then be like, hey, will you tell your publisher I have something?
Assuming I get one.
Yeah. No, let's just put it out there.
Okay.
When you do.
Yeah, when.
Do you have like a line of like, there's certain things I'm not going to share. There's certain things that I'm like, you know what? That is sacred ground. I'm not going there. Your husband, Nate, he's one of my buddies. Has he ever been like, babe, don't ever write about this. And I mean, we'll talk about it right now because we want to know what those are.
You're like, so please
tell
us. We're
going to share it.
Yes and no. I think it's important to reserve some modicum of privacy. You don't want to just literally share everything with everybody. So you have to kind of learn those boundaries for yourself. And I think I've kind of zigzagged over that line in the past before. I mean, I've written about my marriage. Whenever I do, it's always something that I have Nate proofread and be like,
oh, cool.
Are you okay with this?
Right.
Do you feel comfortable with it?
And so you don't just throw him under the bus. You're
no.
Like, yeah. Nate's a jerk.
No, because he's not.
Hey, hon, I wrote something about you today. Yeah.
Careful, it'll wind
Take
up
the
in the
trash
book.
Out.
No, he's always said yes. I tend to be just an oversharer anyways by nature. I mean, I know you've known me a long time and I'm sort of a blurter. Like, I'm not good at hiding my feelings or my thoughts. And I think it's the same in my writing. I tend to be fairly open and vulnerable. But yeah, you do have to kind of have your own personal boundaries of like, there's certain things about like my family that I would never write about just because I respect them and love them so much. And I would never want to cross that line. You know what I mean? Like, not everything is copy.
Right.
Not everything is fodder for the blog, but most stuff is.
Blogs, you follow a blog? Do you subscribe to a blog?
Yes.
How does that work?
See, I'm glad you asked this question.
Thank you. I have great questions.
Because.
What can I say?
It's like, I feel subscribing to blogs is the same as like RSVPing to a party. Like, nobody does it anymore. I'll write a blog post and I'll share it to social media, to Facebook. I have a writer page on Facebook. I share it there. I'll share it on Twitter. I even share it on Instagram. And that's like where probably 75 to 80% of my traffic comes from. There's a small handful of people that do subscribe to my blog. Well, I shouldn't say small handful in case there's some kind of a publisher out there listening. I mean, it's a pretty good size.
There's thousands and thousands and millions and billions of people that are.
But a lot of people I've noticed think that they're subscribed to my blog, and they're not. They'll be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm subscribed. I mean, I saw it on Facebook.
Follow,
And I'm like, no. So, yeah, most blogs, there's like some kind of an opt-in either at the bottom or on the side or whatever that you just enter your email address, and then whenever a new post gets written, it just automatically gets sent to you. And that's actually really helpful to us bloggers, because when it does come time to write a book or whatever, and you're trying to go to a publisher and say, look, this is how many followers I have. That's like the best ironclad way to show them is by, you know, your subscribers and your social, your clout and your net, you know, that you have on social media and stuff like that. So yes, you can subscribe. So I've subscribed to a number of blogs and they all just pop up in my email and I follow them.
Do you read a lot of blogs then yourself?
Not a lot. Probably like 6 or 7 that I follow. I'm kind of picky, but yeah, I do.
What is it that like attracts people to the blog? Just the kind of style or the kind of, you know what I mean? Like, is there blogs about comics?
I'm sure there are. I don't know any personally, but I mean, this is the thing too. Like, blogging is so personal. There's so many different ways to do it. For me, I try to always be real, and I talk about serious things, and I talk about faith, and I talk about hard things, but for the most part, I try to keep it light, and I would say humor with heart is kind of the lane that I run in. I want, when people come to my website, I want them to know that they're probably going to be able to chuckle about something or, you know, connect that way, but there's a lot of bloggers who blog about very specific things. You know, like, I have a friend who blogs about grieving, and a friend who blogs about fashion, and a friend who blogs about recipes, and so
comics.
Yeah. Comics? You could probably have a comic blog.
Make a friend.
Okay, I will. And that kind of comes back to what I was talking to earlier about finding your voice. Is people want to know what to expect when they come to your site. They don't want to be sort of dropped off in the middle of a conversation and have no idea. You want to have some form of consistency to your voice.
So you have subscribers, obviously, and you have people that follow you and do all that stuff. Is there a lot of interaction that you have with these people outside of, like, here's your blog that you've written?
Yeah.
Like, do you also have side dialogue with individuals?
Yeah, I mean,
stuff?
People, yeah. And that's sort of a really fun part of it is, like, you write something, you put it out there in the world, you try to, like, totally separate yourself from your expectations of it or how people will receive it. But people comment, they email me, they message me on Facebook, they share my work on Facebook. And that's sort of like the highest form of flattery is if somebody will interact with your writing, whether by commenting or sharing or liking or whatever. But it's cool. I mean, I've had a lot of people email me and be like, I was going through the same exact thing. This was so awesome. And then it's funny too, because, you know, we live in a small town.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, you write something, you put it out there, you really don't know who all is reading it. Unless they comment or interact.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all the time. Like, I'll be in the grocery store or, like, at a Christmas party or at a soccer game or whatever. And somebody that I kind of know a little bit will come up to me and be like, oh, my gosh, that was so crazy. I read about your road trip, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, wait, this person knows about my life. Like,
it always
catches me off guard. But, I mean, it's cool. It's cool to have conversations with people about that stuff.
Yeah, that's good times. Good times, great oldies.
Yeah.
So what would you say to somebody that is wanting to dive into the blog game?
I would say do it. Go for it. Just start. I know a lot of people are intimidated by trying something new like that, and it can feel like this whole world that you sort of don't know what you're doing, and you probably won't at first. I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
But you flounder around for a while, and then you find your way, and you get better at it, and you practice, and I would say start. Just dive in somewhere. Even if it's just, like, on a free, you know, blogger thing, set something up, just start writing. And even if you don't publish it right away, even if you save it just for yourself for a while, I think just exercising that muscle is important. You'll get more comfortable with it.
We had Luke Norby.
You know,
so we recorded a podcast with him in Hamilton.
Yes.
Right?
I'm obsessed with it now.
It's awesome.
Amber and I listened to it on the road trip.
Yeah.
And I totally get it now.
One of the lines in there is, they're like, why do you write like you're running out of time? And it made me think of today, and I'm rapping with you, but say I'm writing, I'm not typing, I'm just writing in a hand journal and stuff like that. Do you think it's okay to, like, take stuff that I've written 3 years ago and then put it out on a blog now? Cause I'm like, finally I've kind of prepped up and do that. Or do you think that blogs need to be current?
No, I think it's kind of like, you can make your own rules. I mean, there's all different kinds of writers out there. It's not like Instagram where it's supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think a lot of times, even for me, like, I'll, something will happen and I'll write about it, but it takes me a while to, like, really process it. And then I'll come back to it later, like, with fresh eyes and maybe a different perspective now that time has passed and there's maybe things that I would say differently. And so I don't think that's weird. Like, you wouldn't want to always do that. Like,
right, yeah.
Remember that time 10 years ago?
You're like,
remember
so that? I'm watching Terminator 2 in the theaters right now. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Like,
is it re-released?
Did you guys see this week's episode of Saved by the Bell? It was so good.
Zach is so great. The phones are getting rad.
Yeah, I don't think you want to always do that. But yeah, there's no major rules to the game. I mean, you can kind of make your own way.
Do you have a favorite blog that you've written?
Of mine?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it?
How to Have Zero Chill.
Oh my god.
I wrote that just a few months ago and it's just my favorite. It's like, it's just a funny list because, like I said earlier, I'm a person who just sort of blurts things out and I'm an oversharer and I'm not good at like hiding things or just being chill in general. So I wrote a blog post about how to have zero chill. And it's my favorite.
What, are you going to blog about this?
Maybe. Yeah, I probably will. Maybe I will.
Brant's such a narcissist.
He has will you tag me in
See how he always brings it back around to him?
Listen, can you...
are we going to talk about your comic book again?
B, R-A-N-T. When you're living your life, do you ever go like, hey, we should go to the coast because I need to create some blog content, you know?
It's funny that you say that because that is sort of like, I think, a trap that writers fall in sometimes is like everything in your life sort of becomes up for grabs. And I found myself doing that before. If I'm being totally honest, I found myself like in a moment being like, oh my God, how am I going to write about this? That this is going to be so funny or this is going to be so terrible. But that's sort of like a rabbit hole you shouldn't really go down. It's like you need to just live your life and be in the moment and you have to have enough time away from writing to have an actual life to write about.
Right.
You know, you have to like go out there and live and do things and be uncomfortable and be nervous and be silly. And then you can go back and write about it. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely always looking for the next thing to write about, but I try not to like live life.
Right. That's not, you're like, well,
as a screenplay.
Sorry guys, I can't hang out. I really got to go find a blog. I got to go find one somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I know majority of like our listeners are broistas.
Yeah.
So as an ex-broista and a current blogger, writer, potential like New York best-selling author, what would you say to them to encourage them to, you know, tap into that that vulnerability or that exercise or that habit of expressing yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I would say to them, like, if blogging is something that you're, that you know you're interested in it, then I would say to just start. I mean, you don't want to go at it totally willy-nilly. There's another old person phrase. You're welcome.
Man, don't darken my door. Y'all, don't darken the door.
Do you
want to
tell
them
the story of don't darken the door? Amber and Brooke, well, Brooke, you weren't there. Amber can vouch for this. We were at a barbecue at your mom's house. And
your mom.
Everybody was standing around laughing, joking, talking, and I said the phrase, don't darken my door.
What does that mean?
Which is a phrase that people say, look it up.
Can I shave my arm for this?
And literally it like went silent and everybody just like turned on me.
Yeah.
And they like just nearly ate me alive. Like for 2 years straight, I've been teased about don't darken my door.
And, well, it's such a willy-nilly phrase.
I mean, let's just say it does not pay to be well-versed in old people lingo. Just, it doesn't always pay.
So what does darkening a door mean? Is that like painting it or something?
It's like saying, I don't want to see hide nor hair of them. Like, don't darken my door.
I don't want to see no hide nor hair. Yes, willy-nilly. Yes,
I walked right into
It's
that.
Poop again.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Well, so, I mean, sidebar, also in, with this being an avid blogger, you also are a, like, notorious movie quoter.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, have you written a blog about movie quotes?
No, but I really should.
Well,
like the top 20
ideas here, just movie, helping you out.
Thank you.
Can I do?
This is hopeful.
Yeah.
Like the top 20 movie quotes and how you could use them in all different situations in life.
To not darken any doors in the world.
Anyways, back hide, to the broistas.
Hide nor hair. What did you say?
Yeah.
Hide?
In fact.
Nor hair?
Never mind. There's another story behind that one, but we don't have time for
yeah,
it.
No.
We're anyways,
definitely out of time for this willy-nilly.
I would say willy-nilly. To the broistas. Yes. To go for it. And if you aren't interested in blogging, but you think maybe you're interested in writing, or maybe you're not interested in writing, but you aren't really sure, just try writing for yourself a little bit every day. Like, whether it's typing, whether it's handwriting, it's like something that's kind of weird and uncomfortable at first, but the more you do it, the more natural it feels, and just see where it takes you. You never know.
It's important to really express yourself. I think it's important to get it out of your brain. I do it vocally a lot. Yeah. But I know not everybody is comfortable talking like that. And so I think that there is things that are bottled up in you and you have to get it out. I think it's important to get it out somewhere.
Yeah.
Express yourself. Don't be afraid to
fill your
to
cup.
Write things down. When you're done writing that, is it like kind of like, you got it out? Like, I got that out of my mind.
Yeah, there's like a whole like process. Like, you get kind of an idea, and then you, like, procrastinate, and then you're like, no, I should probably write that. It's like, if an idea doesn't go away, I know I should probably write it.
Yeah.
So then you, like, write it, and then you're like, this is awesome. This is literally, I am the best writer. This is the best thing I have ever done. And then you hit, like, publish, and then it's instant remorse. Just, yeah. Like, the worst thing ever.
I'm an idiot.
Like, no. Yeah, you just want to, like, suck the words back. That happens to me a lot. Sometimes you write something, and you just... You know, you have the benefit of feeling really awesome about it. But a lot of times it's like this funny process where
yeah.
you hit publish and then it's out there. And then you're like, oh, God, like yeah. in the fetal position.
Well, I see it on the with the guys working out here in the video department where it's like really like you can edit the crap out of it. You'll just
it'll
edit
still never
it and
be
edit,
perfect.
And it's never do you ever have to be like, OK, I'm done editing this or
yes.
I'm done refining this.
Yes. I give myself time limits and like, which helps because I have like certain days like, yeah. okay, I have to post this by this day. And I don't spend like days on a blog post usually, but at the beginning, I didn't edit myself enough. I just was sort of
let
super self-indulgent and I had that feeling of like, yes, this is wonderful. I'm getting it all out. And then it was just not always the best.
Yeah.
Some stuff should just be cut,
yeah.
you know,
right.
kill your darlings. Yeah. So, that's
a writing term. I love my children. I'm not going to do this. And you know what?
Was that a weird thing to say? That's a writing term.
Well, it's like hiding, what'd you say? Hiding hair. It's like hiding hair, darkening the door.
No, you got to kill Willy your Wonka. Darlings. Like you have to like get rid of your most self-indulgent passages for the good of the overall piece.
I
all the writers
it.
That are listening to this are going to know exactly what I'm right. talking about.
I kill my darlings every day. I kill all
I
of them.
I killed so many darlings.
I have no darlings anymore. Well, cool. I thank you. I know that you're a full-time mom, full-time blogger, full-time wife, cook. I mean, I don't know. What else do you do?
I don't know.
But I do appreciate you coming out here and sitting on the red couch.
Yeah.
And dropping the sickest rhymes earlier. That was amazing.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but that was...
Yeah, it was really good.
It kind of reminded me of Andy Samberg and that sketch he used to do on SNL where he was that white guy rapper.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, Nerd,
wear the shirt and
all right. Well, thank you, Amber. And thank you, Dutch Nation. We love you guys. And we hope that you have a fantastic week. Peace.